Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And it is 23 minutes after 8 o'clock right now, 70 degrees. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Well, we're going to learn more about this great organization called Truck of Love and their mission with Her Place. So we have Regina Phillips is joining us, as well as Sue Fullerton. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sue, let's get right to you. Explain to folks what Truck of Love is all about.
Truck of Love has been in existence since 1985, and we have been serving the poor in various places. We started in California, and when we moved to South Carolina 12 years ago, we brought it here. We've been working with people out in the woods, people who are really low income, and we began to have excess money. So Regina,
wait a minute, what?
I know. We have amazing.
Tell me again how you did that.
We have amazing donors, and they've been with us for many of them for 40 years. And,
oh, wow!
And so when we put the idea of Her Place out to them, they just embraced it. So we did that last April. We made a plea for money to purchase a house, which we found was the only way we could do it. And we have collected $360,000 in the last year toward this.
Wow, purpose. Congratulations. So are you all a national organization with local chapters, or did you help to create Truck of Love in California, and when you moved to South Carolina, you just brought it with you?
We are the founders
of
Truck of Love.
Wow.
And we brought it with us. And it's a small organization. We've done camps in Arizona on the Tonawanda Reservation. We've done work in Mexico and Tijuana. And we've just been, you know, my husband's been out in the field meeting people and
So you come up in a
years.
Big, driving up in a big truck.
Yeah.
Filled with lots of supplies.
We used to when we were young.
Yeah.
We're not awesome. Young anymore.
You're still young in spirit, I can tell.
Now, how did you get hooked up with Regina, Regina, and how did her place come about?
So Regina and I met at St. Mary's Church here in Rock Hill, and we began to work with the outreach at St. Mary's, and we've been doing that for about 11 years, and as we would see people coming in, we realized that there was a need for another shelter for women. Mm-hmm. We've seen the men have the emergency shelter, and we've seen the men get lots of things, but there was nothing for women. Mm. So we began to talk, and we realized it was something we both had a heart for.
Yes.
And we I said to her, well, I think Truck of Love might be able to help. Mm. I had no idea what we were in store for.
Wow.
So, Regina, Her Place.
Yes.
Was it already a thing, or was this something that was born through a conversation and realizing there's a need?
Her Place was born through a conversation.
Mm. Uh-huh.
As Sue said, we both talked about it. When I first started, she recruited me to come and work with her in the outreach office after I retired. Mm-hmm. And I said, one of the things I'd like to see happen is I really want to see a women's shelter. And she said, I do too. And that's when she made the commitment. She said, a Truck of Love would be willing to give a little bit of money. Oh, we never thought it would be just a little, as she has been so gracious to give us the money for Her Place. But Her Place is going to be for women that's 18 years or older, okay, single women with no children. Our goal is to get those women who are on the streets into an environment where they have an opportunity to heal the wounds from the homelessness,
mm-hmm,
and to take some time for themselves so that they can, if they have children, try to get the children back, mm-hmm, through parenting classes, mm-hmm, through life skill classes. Our hopes are to be able to help these women sit there and not just sit around, because that's not something. It will be a 24-hour shelter. Mm-hmm. It's not the typical shelter that you would kick people out at 8 o'clock and pick them back up at 6 p.m. This is something that will have activities going on all the time. It will be for working women, too. If there's a woman or women who need a place to stay while they're working, mm, that would be helpful, too. but also it will be for those women who may need to go to some type of work on their GED mm-hmm. or go to a doctor, some type of way, and we will provide the transportation for them.
So like the Haven Men's Shelter has the same mission, Sue, to your point, for men. What was lacking, and we've heard that over the last 2 years on this program, is that there was no place like this for women. So her place is filling in that gap. So you have a house. Are you yes. in the process now of renovating it and getting it ready?
Because you just closed. I mean, so
great.
Describe the feeling when you have the keys, you have this location, because people working, homeless or whatever, yeah. you always need a physical location that will help you, you know, connect and whatnot. But what was that feeling like?
Fantastic. Oh, my goodness. So Sue and I were over there last week picking up paper and stuff. The cottage, we have two cottages on the premises in addition to the house. The house will, like I said, accommodate 15 women. But there's a cottage to the right that would be used as administrative office, mm-hmm. as well as a place for the board members to have our board meetings, just so we can feel like we're part of it. The back cottage behind is going to be used for storage right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow, I had a lot of things that were just checking the boxes of the needs.
Yes.
It's almost like your wish list.
Yes.
We love this. What is the timeline on her place opening?
Well, that's to be determined
okay.
because we have lots of renovation to do.
Okay.
That's why this, you know, we've been putting out the plea for more additional funds. Truck
right.
of Love has committed to the purchase, the renovation, and the maintenance of the property. Her place is going to run the shelter. So we are still, you know, we're waiting for the drawings from the architect. We're waiting to submit them to the city for permits. So, you know, we're still a couple of months out from being able to start our construction.
So you're looking, I assume, right now for sponsors. So if anyone's listening and this is right up their alley and they want to get involved, they can just reach out to Truck of Love. Is
Absolutely.
That right, Sue? And just Truck of Love Ministries, I believe, on Facebook?
On Facebook or truckoflove.org
okay.
on the website.
Great. And mm-hmm. then you'll get hooked up with Regina and be ready to go to open up her place.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, look what happens when you have a conversation and you have two women on a mission to make things happen. Voila.
I laugh, though. Regina, did you say you were retired?
Yes.
Well, you're about to go back into it.
Well,
full feet.
I am. But I guess also one of the last things we'd like to say is volunteers.
Okay.
We definitely would like to have people who are interested in volunteering. We're going to have some work where we're going to be cleaning around the actual premises itself, mm-hmm. but also once we start the demolition part, we'll mm-hmm. need people to volunteer okay. to help, and from that on.
Perfect. All right. Well, we have got a giving and loving community. We know they're going to sign up to get involved. So it's called Truck of Love, and then as a result of that, her place
yes.
has been born. Regina and Sue, thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Exciting. Right. Thank you.